3, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
This anointed at this appointed hour, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you have appointed and anointed me to say, and do what you have called me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we pray. Amen. Brothers, sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston. To you, the Antioch family, to those of you that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, those of you that are watching us as we stream, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Psalms 37, verse 23 and 24. Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24, where we find these words which are recorded. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Thank you. You may be seated. Step of a good man, ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I want to use for a topic this morning, a step of faith. A step of faith. There are times in our life that we ask the Lord to move on our behalf and do things that we know are significant in our life that will allow us to grow closer, stronger, and enhance our relationship with Him. There are times in our life that we need a touch of God so that the things that we see in this world are changing us right before our very eyes, and that we have a relationship and a kinship that the Lord has called us into a higher accountability and a uniqueness in our relationship with Him. And when we think about what God is doing under what we call the dispensation of grace, when we think about God under this church age, we see God prophetically doing things in our lives. It is not an accident that your presence is here today, but it is by God's divine providence that you do what you do. Sing the way you sing and exalt the Lord for what He does. It is not by accident that you are here as deaconesses and deacons to do the work that God has anointed and appointed you to do. Yes. It is not an accident that you are witnessing the manifestation of God's power manifesting itself under what we call a covenant agreement through the Abrahamic covenant that allowed you to have grace through the faith and your belief in what Christ has done for us. It is not an accident that we're experiencing so many phenomenons in the world that God is simply saying, don't worry, I've got you covered. Aren't you glad you're covered? But I am reminded as I go back to my collegiate years as a student at Bishop College, and some have said you went to a predominantly historically black college, and some have said they were inferior to the other colleges, but I beg the difference, because I can articulate just like they can articulate. I know verbalicity that can expound on God's word and share and be competitive with anybody, and I take no backseat to no man. And so the black colleges that we served today, the black colleges that we went to and the black colleges that we graduated from are the black colleges that brought up a generation of black leaders. And today, my heart bleeds because we have separated ourselves from black colleges. But Bishop College was a college that produced preachers, but I didn't want to be a preacher. I wanted to be an educator, but I'm reminded of a professor, Dr. Clark, who told me what walking was. He said, walking or stepping is nothing more than a process of balance loss and balance regain. And I held on to that for some 60, 70 years now. Telling you my age. And I discovered that walking has not always been easy, because walking begins with faith. It begins with faith. As a child, walking was one of the greatest challenges, Brother Martin, that any of us could ever do. And even today, walking is still a part of our daily endeavors. Because sometimes we need support in our walking and in our relationship. But my brothers and sisters, a child walking was that greatest task that they would ever have to take as a baby, because there is a fear of falling down. But before a child can walk, Dwayne, they begin to train the muscles in their legs. And before we begin to spiritually walk, we gotta train the things in our mind and in our heart. Because once you train them, it grows stronger and stronger and stronger. Aren't you glad you're getting strength? Amen. That child, they bounce up and down until one day their muscles are so strong that they try to take a step. And in most cases, Bruce, they fall down. And seeing them fall, the parents will train them to take a step again, catching them by the hand and encouraging them to walk, until one day they will stand alone without the assistance of a parent and they begin to walk. My mother will be 97 soon. Amen. And my mother would always say, when a child begins to walk, from that point on, they're walking away from you, or they're becoming independent. They won't or they shouldn't need assistance anymore. And I thought about the children of Israel and how they had to take a step of faith and follow Moses. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I feel my power. How the children of Israel took a step of faith in following the leader. They followed the leader in spite of the fact they sometimes didn't know what the leader was up to. They followed the leader knowing that there would be some hills and there would be some valleys. But they followed the leader because he was ordained, sanctioned, declared, and decreed by God to do what God has anointed and appointed him to do. But yet, in the midst of the valleys and in the midst of the storm and in the midst of all of the things that Moses would go through in life, he had those that were walking with him, encouraging him to don't give up what God had anointed you to do. But we see God has a prophetic plan for this man, but he also had a prophetic plan for a nation. I also thought about Jesus coming into the world. He came into a world that he created, a world that he declared. And yet when he came there, the world didn't recognize him. And even though he was proclaiming the kingdom of God, the world simply annihilated and they ridiculed him and they talked about him. And even some that were with him turned and walked away, Brother Martin. Because some of the disciples didn't quite understand the message that he had for them. And so when he talked about communion, when he talked about the bread and the body and the blood and the wine, and he said, you can't have a part with me, but you must drink my blood and eat my body. They didn't quite get it because they didn't know the application of the fact of what God was saying. And sometimes when we give you systematic theology, we miss the point that God is trying to reveal to us. And that's why pastors have to explain what God was up to. And he said that and those disciples that was with him walked away and they left him.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.